Well, we are very happy to welcome a group to our studios who's playing at the Cabin Fever Festival, which is going on all weekend long at the Inn on the Lake in Duluth. And a big welcome to the Walker Stargell Band. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Well, we have some Walkers and a Stargell here in the studio, but Mark, you're not either.
No, I'm not. I'm a Kreitzer.
You're a Kreitzer. Mark Kreitzer is here on fiddle and vocals on the one vocal song you guys are going to do. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you here. Now, you're all the way from Nashville, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And it kind of seems like you do a lot of work with other people, so I'm kind of curious, all of you do, so I'm kind of curious about how much you focus on this band. I know you have an album out, at least one album. How many albums have you guys done?
Well, as this configuration, actually, let me see, none.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but of course, Jared, my brother, and I have done a few projects as brothers, you know.
Okay, and you're Corey, right?
Yes,
Corey. And Jared, and then we have Jake over here on guitar. So do you kind of focus more on working with other people and then do your own stuff when you can? Or do you do a lot of your own stuff?
Kind of both. Okay. But definitely in the most recent past, I've been working with different people and doing my own stuff as I can.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, but it's fun to have you guys here as a group here doing this festival. And why don't we have you start with a song, and then we'll come and find out more about you. And I know that you, some of you play with Sierra Hall, right, who's been up in these parts before. Have you guys been up here with her before? I know she's played at the Big Top.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay.
Minneapolis.
Big old tent, maybe? Is that sounding familiar at all? Big old tent in Wisconsin?
Maybe.
Sounds good.
I get the
feeling. You've seen a lot of tents.
I bet you have. You guys have played with a lot of people. Well, let's get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to start with?
Let's do Scruggs tune, Foggy Mountain Special. Thank you.
The Walker Stargell Band live from Studio A. Sounding great, guys. So I just want to find out a little bit more about you guys. So Corey and Jared, you are brothers, and so I'm just curious if you came from a musical family, if that's how you got into music, how that ended up happening for you.
Well, our dad is a good banjo player, and he kind of introduced us to the music, and so we were introduced at a very early age to everything, and my mom is a piano player, and so fairly musical family. They never did it professionally, but they were always very supportive and encouraged us to play music.
And you play the mandolin there, was that your first instrument? How did you gravitate towards that?
It was one of the last instruments left in the house. So it was kind of by
everybody
default.
It was like a game of spoons. I don't know if you've ever played that, but you put the instruments in the middle, everybody grabs one, and
very
whatever's
similar.
Left.
Musical spoons. I guess it kind of worked out because I was about 7 or 8 at the time, and proportionately this was the mandolin, the instrument to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So
that fits perfectly.
Either that or fiddle. Violin.
Now, and did you guys grow up in Nashville, or where are you from originally?
From the Tampa area.
Oh, really? Okay. But are you in Nashville now? Is that right?
We both live in Nashville.
Okay.
That's correct.
And you do, and also Jake, I think you do too. You guys spend time with Sierra Hall and Ricky Skaggs. Have you guys toured with Ricky?
I filled in with Ricky on 3 or 4 gigs, but I don't play with him regularly. Still mm-hmm. Cody Kilby's gig.
Okay. So do you all kind of have that sort of, you know, you play with various people as needed? Are there regular bands that you're part of?
Definitely. Recently, I've been freelancing a lot more, just trying to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. But like I said, in the most recent past, that's been the style to cut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's definitely a consensus here with that style. But Jared plays full-time with Claire Lynch.
Oh, okay.
The Claire Lynch Band, mm-hmm. along with Mark Schatz.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so now, did you guys move to Nashville together to pursue music? Is that what happened? Or how'd you end up there?
Basically. Mm-hmm. Sierra was doing a bunch of bluegrass band, full band stuff at that time, and I played on both of her records, Secrets and Daybreak.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it just made sense, because she was going out with a full band. Right now she's going out just as duos primarily in support of her new album.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it to where I'm having to, you know, stretch. Yeah, mm-hmm. musically and, you know, in every way possible, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Well, and the thing about Nashville is it seems like there's a lot of different kinds of music there. Maybe there's a country
totally.
Focus, but there's, you know, the new country, and then what you guys are doing is more traditional. And
And there's even great jazz players mm-hmm. there and funk players. It's just, I mean, Merle Travis style guitar. There's so much.
So
cool
so
music.
What's the scene like for what you guys are doing there?
I like jazz a lot. I like jazz a lot. There's not a bunch of jazz in Nashville,
there's
but there's
insanely awesome people that live there. Billy Contreras, Bela Fleck lives in town.
Richard Smith.
Bela Fleck
Richard
lives
Smith,
there.
Richard Smith, yeah.
Okay.
Crazy guitar player.
Okay.
There's so many good musicians. It's definitely like a melting pot a mm-hmm. little bit. It's mm-hmm. not just country or bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
Or
a lot of jamming. Everybody's always wanting to pick, you know.
So, well, Jake, as long as you're on the mic there, let's hear about you. What's your background? Where are you from? And how did you end up doing what you're doing?
Totally. I'm from Lula, Georgia, really small town, just like 45 minutes northeast of Atlanta. But kind of like Corey and Jared, my family, they loved music. We used to have hootenannies at the house, as they called them, like jam sessions. My grandpa played steel guitar on my mother's side. My dad was always obsessed with guitars, collected guitars. So I'm sure I get that from him. But, I'm the first one to take it as serious as I have. So my great-grandfather, my grandpa's dad, was a country music musician, and he took it pretty serious. They actually have a a single in the Country Music Hall of Fame, and I can't think to save my life what the name of it is, but I guess that's the most musical influence I have in my family is my great-grandfather.
Well, that's a pretty good good, you know, background to have, I think. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Now, Mark, how about you? What's your story?
Well,
how did you end up playing with these guys?
That's a really long story. I started as a very young child. Mm-hmm. My parents were both music teachers. Mm-hmm. So I started actually playing piano. It was my first thing. And then the Beatles came, and I started borrowing my brother's guitar when he was not home and teaching myself to play guitar. And a bunch of friends in high school that owned all kinds of different instruments and could play different styles. And so we'd get together, and somebody would have a mandolin, and they'd say, well, this is how you do this. You try it. So that's how I got to be a multi-instrumentalist. And so I'm living in Minneapolis now. I'm playing mostly traditional jazz and lots of rhythm guitar down there. And I met the Walkers down in Naples, a mutual friend named John Guerin has brought me down there for the last 5 years, I guess, to do gigs wonderfully right early January. And so I'm always looking forward to that. And we played some gigs down there and have become good buddies and love to play together.
Well, fun. And so is it, do you play with them regularly, or just when you're up here, when they're up here, or how does that
Well, work? Whenever we're anywhere, if we're within about 100 miles, we try and make it happen. We've played in Florida, we've played in Minneapolis, we played at Larry Fest over in Wisconsin by Lafarge. Where else have we played? I can't think. We were over in... We were over in Miami last winter. So it's just kind of whenever we get a chance, we like to do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next?
Here's a tune from Hank Williams. And, of course, when I say Hank Williams, I mean Hank Williams Sr. There are no other Hank Williams as far as I can tell. And this is one called My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a dollar in my hand. I'm looking for a woman that ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. I went up onto the mountain, I looked down into the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bee-bop-bee. 'Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. So hard when I got a woman in the boss man's yard. 'Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Well, me and my wife, we bought a Ford, and now we sit together on the running board. 'Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
That is the Walker Stargell Band live from Studio A. Mark Kreutzer on vocals there. My bucket's got a hole in it. Now, you guys mentioned being, Corey, I think it was, you mentioned being a fan of jazz as well, and I know that, you know, Mark is too, and that's kind of something you guys incorporate into this band too, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, oh, you know what? I have your mic turned down. All right, for the instrumental portions. There we go.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I try.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Now, I would imagine, because you all play so much with so many people, that you have a huge repertoire to choose from when you do shows like this.
Sure,
how do you
sure.
decide what you're going to play?
That's a tough question.
Might need some help. Songs that you've played too many times.
Yeah.
First off.
Not do the ones that you're tired of, that's
uh-huh.
for sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Just do songs by great artists if you don't want to do your own stuff for mm-hmm. a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I wish I had more.
No, that's okay. I'm just curious because you must have so much to choose from. And okay, so let's talk about your own stuff too. What kind of, do you guys write your own things? And
yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Actually, me and Jake just got done recording an album. Well, it's almost done. That's going to be out on Mountain Fever Records. Out of what's the name of the town in Virginia? Mountain Fever.
Oh man,
it's like it's Southwest Virginia.
Willis, Virginia.
Yeah, Willis.
Willis. Yeah.
Willis, Virginia. And it was we cut it along with Brian McDowell, who is Jared's bandmate in Claire Lynch's band on fiddle, and then Jeff Parton and Aaron Ramsey, who play for Mountain Heart, great bluegrass band. And us, yeah. but we did a few original tunes on there, and of course I've written a few songs that are on albums that Jared and I recorded, but I don't know, just kind of getting started, really, doing our own thing.
Really?
More. Yeah.
And is that something you want to pursue a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure. I just want to get as good as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about it last night. I don't really think about it too much. I'm just trying to get really good.
And what does that mean to you? Like, are there people that you look at and say, I want to be as good as that guy?
Oh,
or is
sure.
it just...
Sure, okay. sure, sure. I think there's a balance with that. But, like, you know, I hear, like, Earl Scruggs, and I'm like, golly. And I hear Bela Fleck, and I'm like, geez, you know. Or Ryan Cavanaugh, who's a big, big hero of mine, just for what he's done for the banjo itself, how he plays it. Noam Pikilny, Jim Mills, Tom Adams, gosh, Ron Stewart, Sammy Sheeler, Pete Wernick. There's so many banjo players out there, you know.
Well, and the thing that I think is cool about musicians, if you were to ask any of those people, they would probably say that they just want to get better too, and
right,
they probably
right.
would have people that they point to.
Right.
Do you
right.
think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I have rarely heard anybody say, "Yeah, I'm the best." I can't. I think I'm just the best.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, because, pretty much made it.
Well, because you know, it kind of seems like if you didn't have something to keep striving for, you know,
right.
it might
right.
not just might not be worth doing.
Yeah,
know?
I don't think you can get better with that mindset either. I just don't think it's possible.
Well, that said, I just want to say that. So you know, even though you feel like I want to get better, you're doing pretty well already. You and Jake, is that right? Won some awards last year, is that right? You want to tell me about that?
Yeah,
a little
bit? The Momentum Award, IBMA,
which is the International Bluegrass Music Association. International, not
That's
just
right.
national,
That's
international.
Right. Totally.
That means Canada as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Including Canada.
Maybe Japan.
No, there's bands at IBMA from all over. But yeah, the award, super honored to get. It was, it wasn't voted on by members of IBMA, but the board.
Yeah, which we don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's like...
people we look up to, possibly.
Yeah.
So it's nice for that.
Well, that must have been quite an honor.
It totally was.
Definitely.
Yeah. Totally was.
Yeah, great. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
I think we're going to do a traditional fiddle tune. It's one called The Temperance Reel.
Temperance.
It's all about the temperament.
Temperance Reel.
Also known as the Teetotaler's Reel.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Very nice. The Walker Stargell Band live from Studio A. And again, they're playing for the Cabin Fever Festival going on all weekend long at the Inn on the Lake in Duluth. The big show that you're doing for that is tomorrow night. Now, are there more people that are going to be in the band for that?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be playing bass, and Tom Schaefer, great fiddle player from Minneapolis, is going to be joining us. Twin Cities. He'd be upset if I said Minneapolis. But John Guerin, who I mentioned before, will probably play a little bit with us, too.
Okay, and that's at 8:50 tomorrow night, and that is happening at the Inn on the Lake in Duluth. And you guys are might also be doing some stuff at the open mic that's happening tonight. There are events going on tonight starting at 6. And is there more?
Yes.
I want to hear more.
Just a terrible oversight to forget to mention Liz. Oppenheimer, sorry, from Grand Rapids.
Will also be performing.
She's going to be playing too.
Okay.
And Liz, I'm sorry, I just murdered your name. And you can, someday when you're a physician, you can cut off my tongue. And
the festival going on all weekend long, there are activities tonight. Then tomorrow there are workshops throughout the day, and some of you guys are going to be taking part in those as well, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
That's what I hear.
And it looks like those start at 10 a.m., so people can get up bright. And they go all day. And then tomorrow night is the big headlining show, and you guys are on at 8:50. And then Sunday morning there is a gospel service that kicks off at 9 and some other music up until about noon. So lots of fun events going on, and I believe there is a link to the Cabin Fever Festival on our website, kumd.org, if people are interested in that. Thank you so much, guys. Really a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
That is the Walker Stargell Band. I'm Christine Dean, and today's Live from Studio A was produced by me with help from Mike Davitsky and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to kumd.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.